And I was like, you know what I really fancy doing? Fancy coming out to Mayfair and shooting a live stream for us. Hopefully, the audio is good. But I feel like this live stream will be useful as well because, like, hashtag social freedom, isn't it? I think a lot of guys actually struggle just getting a camera out and then recording themselves in public. So I thought, kind of get a little bit comfortable. Do you know what I mean? Like, just always doing the live streams in the comfort of home. So yeah, I thought I'd come out to sunny Mayfair and just shoot this stream for you. So yeah, as I was trying to think of a good way of describing it. As I walk through Mayfair, you'll be able to soak up the scenery while I speak to you. It's a nice day as well. Yeah, look at all these black cabs coming past. But yeah, in this one, I want to hit you with a healthy dose of realism. So I've given this one a classic Casanovian provocative title to entice the viewer. But I do think it's realistic as well. So you've probably heard me say across multiple pieces of content that when it comes to cold approach, 1% of guys will try it, and 1% of those guys will actually get good at it. And I do think that 99% of guys who actually undertake this odyssey of cold approach will fail for the reasons that I'm going to outline. So this is not some like doomer live stream. This is not me saying, oh, here's why you're going to fail. It's here's why you will fail if you don't actually implement the stuff that I'm about to share with you. Because I see comments all the time. The most recent one was like a couple of days ago. And this guy was like, oh, you know, I've tried cold approach now for 6 years. Got nothing. I'm thinking, dude, like 6 years, like after 6 weeks or after 6 days even, I'd be looking at myself. I'd be looking at, right, where are we going wrong here? Like, what can we improve? What is stopping us from getting the ideal outcome? Yeah, I do think the majority of people, they're just sleepwalking through life, right? They just rinse and repeat the same thing over and over again. It's like, dude, if it's not working, then fix it. Like, the vehicle is not the problem, it's the driver. Yeah, when people say, oh, this doesn't work, it's like saying sales doesn't work. It's like saying marketing doesn't work. It's like saying driving doesn't work. It's not the vehicle, it's the driver. So, yeah, if you're one of those people who is stuck in a rut at the moment and you feel as though the discipline of day game is just not working, it's a case of it's not working for you. That's the issue. Yeah, it's a case of you've tried something, it's not worked, and now your point of view is, oh, this doesn't work. It just means it's not worked for you, and it's just not worked for you yet. So let's just use this as like a Casanova being coaching session. I'm gonna drop a shit ton of fucking value onto your laps, and it's up to you what you do with it, right? Like, this works as long as you do. So yeah, let's go through this more scenic area. So what we're gonna do is I'm just gonna outline a list of things that you can start auditing yourself on, and then by the end of this, you're gonna actually have a radically practical roadmap that you can actually use to improve your results. Because that's what we're doing this for, right? We're not doing it so we just stay stagnant. We want to be getting 1% better every day. So yeah, let's start off with the first thing. So the first reason why you're probably not getting the results right now is because you've got zero feedback. Yeah, you're not getting any feedback. That doesn't mean you have to hire a coach, but it means that you need to have a point of reference. Yeah, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. So, best piece of advice that I can give you to start this one off. I say it all the time, but reiteration is consolidation. Start recording the audio of your conversations. Yeah, let's say you go out this week and you aim to do 10 direct approaches. Aim to record the audio of at least three of those. I don't want to say record the audio of every single one because I think that's overkill because you actually are going to have to listen to these back again. But yeah, record the audio of three of your conversations and then find out what your personal sticking points are. Yeah, swap hands. Swap hands because my arm's hurting, bro. Just find out what your personal sticking points are. So the most common ones are you're speaking too fast, you're asking really boring questions, you're open, lacks conviction. Yeah, you're not showing up as a man, you're scared, you're showing up as a lost little boy. You might also have fallen into the habit of becoming an approach machine. So you might think that approaching is enough, and it's not. Like, just because you've gone over somebody and given them a compliment, it doesn't mean that they're going to be lighting up immediately and wanting to go on a date with you. Like, the approach itself is the easiest part. Like, realistically, anybody can go over to somebody and say something. Anybody can do that. It's not the approach that's a difficult thing. It's carrying the conversation. It's building investment. It's making her actually want to see you again, coming across as a cool guy who's got an interest in life. Yeah, like, women want to be invited into an adventure. They don't want to be the adventure. It's like, what are you bringing to the table in your conversations? And I would say as well that a lot of guys, once they do have the approach solid, they can almost get lost in the 5-minute sales pitch where it's just the same thing, rinse and repeat with every single girl. And look, girls, they are the OGs of game, right? They can spot it a mile away. They can smell the day gamer on you. So if you're just saying the same thing, you've started to sound like a robot, then there's just going to be there's going to be a vibe that you're giving off where this girl's like, eh, don't know. He was all right. He's attractive. He looks good. But there was just something about him. I couldn't really trust him, right? So having a reference point, like recording the audio of your conversations, it's just going to make it so much more easy for you to know where you're going wrong. Because I guarantee the guys who say, oh, this doesn't work, I guarantee they've never actually listened to themselves back. I guarantee they've never had a point of reference. They've been brainwashed by the brain dead from 10 years ago saying, oh yeah, you know, doesn't matter if you've got no value to give. You can just be the guy who's sleeping on his grandma's gravy stained mattress and you can get results. It's like, dude, no, like there's no good doing the same thing wrong. Yeah. And oftentimes we don't know what we don't know. So yeah, just start recording the audio of your conversation. That's the best piece of advice I can give you to actually start making improvements, right? So that's the first thing. The second thing that I would suggest, like if you're, that's my mate in a van. I don't know that man. And the second thing that I would say is switch things up more, all right? Like variety is key with this. I think if you're going to the same places at the same time, approaching the same type of girls, you get stuck in this monotony. So pursue variety, go to different parts of your city. If you live in a really small city or like a small town, then I'll be completely honest with you, it's going to be difficult to get good at this. Yeah, like I learned that the hard way when I was in Cyprus with Ephraim. Like we're in Paphos, it had 40,000 people. It just makes it more difficult, right? If you are in a small town, you're going to find it more difficult to make progress quickly because you've got a limited dating pool. But the conversation that myself and Ephraim were having yesterday, if you are watching these live streams and if you are taking a lot of value from them and if you resonate with my approach to life, then there's probably a part of you right now which feels as though you could be doing more when it comes to your overall lifestyle, right? You feel as though you're restricted at the moment. You feel as though you've got all this potential inside of you, but you're floundering it away. Yeah, you're not living up to your masculine potential because maybe you're still stuck in the same small town. Brought up in a small town in the Lake District, yeah? It's called Barrow in Furness, 60,000 people. You only really go there if you're lost. Nothing happens there. All my family, they were brought up there. The mantra of that town is, right, you're born here, you get a job here, you have kids here, get a house here, and you fucking die here. I was like, I don't want that lifestyle. So I think to really crush it with cold approach, you need to have the possibility or the option to be able to go to different places. It doesn't mean that you have to go fully international, but whatever country that you're living in, I guarantee there's transport links to other neighboring cities. This is what I did when I first started, and it really helped me make rapid progress. So I started my cold approach journey in Leeds. And dude, even after the first month, I was getting bored of the city. It was COVID as well, so there wasn't that much volume around, but I think, dude, if I was able to do this during pandemic season, then there's no excuses for you now. Like, the streets are fucking vibrant. But yeah, when I was in Leeds, I would go to other neighboring cities. So Manchester, York, Liverpool, I'd come down to London. I do think London is the best city in the UK for this. But I don't want to go into that. That's more of a side note. But yeah, just pursue variety. You know, like if you're just going around the same streets at the same time, approaching the same type of girl, I don't know, there's just something monotonous about it. It's like switching up your gym routine. You know, you don't always want to be training back. Otherwise, your back's going to get massive and your chest is just going to be fucking weird. So, yeah, that's the second thing. Actually start pursuing variety. I got to a park. What park is this? Grosvenor Square. I saw a park here. So the third thing, which I would say is so crucial, is like, look, I'm always saying to you, learn day game, but don't become a day gamer. Like all that this is having conversations with people. And the more that you build your social skills, the better you're going to be at this, the easier you're going to find it. The issue that I see with most guys who try and learn this is they are socially incompetent. They just don't know how to have conversations with people. So you should not be cold approaching if you have atrocious social skills. Most coaches will just give you this bullshit mantra, like, oh, anyone can do it. It doesn't matter. You don't need to have value. You can just go. No, that's just not reality, right? If you're socially incompetent and you're trying to approach girls, it makes you more weird, right? It just does. It just makes you more weird. If you've got shit social skills, you're not going to get anywhere with cold approach. On top of that, if you've got no value to give, then you're fucked. There's no point in getting started with cold approach if you've got nothing to give. Like, what are you inviting girls into? Nothing. So I do think that cold approach should be something that you get yourself into once you've got a base level of the basics. Yeah, get solid social skills. Make sure that you're dressed well. Make sure that you're not giving off a creepy vibe because you have limited social skills. Go to an improv class. Go to a meetup. Start attending classes after work. Start being more social with people in the office. Just as you're on your way to work, just start saying good morning to people. I was a magician for 10 years before I got started with cold approach. If I hadn't have been a magician for a decade, I would have struggled with cold approach as well. So this is not me shitting on you. This is me telling you what you need to know rather than what you want to hear. So you can use cold approach as its own self-improvement exercise, but just as a base level, make sure you have got solid social skills. Make sure you can carry a conversation with a stranger. Make sure that when you go to these social events, you can actually strike up conversations with people rather than just being a little wallflower who stands at the back because he's too scared to initiate. Like, cold approach really is not for the faint-hearted. It demands a lot from you. And for all the guys who I work with, for all the guys in the entourage, I make sure that before we work together, they have got good, solid social skills. And look, I know, I can tell a lot by someone, the way that he writes an email to me, the way that he carries himself during that consultation call. Like, I don't say yes to everybody because a lot of guys who follow this content, they're just not in the position where they're ready to actually get started with this. And that's why I make all my courses and my content. That's why I make it all free, to give you everything you need to build a solid foundation. So you can get all my free courses. They're below in the link. You can watch these live streams. I'm just trying to hit you with a healthy dose of realism. Yeah, some people get offended by it. Some people are like, oh, you're crushing people's dreams. No, I'm making sure that you have the best start possible. So when you do start with this, you're going to find it a lot more effortless. So yeah, thank me later. But no, in terms of like building your value holistically, this is another big one as well. Like, this is another big one. Like, remember, this is simply a way of delivering your value to the world. If you've got no value to give, then there's no reason why this girl's going to go on a date with you. Just having the basics in check, like fitness, fashion, finances, make sure you can actually afford to take girls out on dates. Make sure you're in shape. Yeah, if you're approaching a girl and you're just one of those like beer-bellied bros who can't even fucking walk, then, you know, again, you've got limited potential with cold approach. So it's just important to recognize that first impressions go a long way. I do believe that the first 3 seconds of your approach are the most important. Yeah, within those first few seconds, that girl is deciding if she wants to begin a romantic relationship with you. All of this like, oh no, bro, you just need to game her more. I just don't buy into it. Yeah, for me, the way that I approach cold approach now is I transform into the most fuckable version of myself. I'm living a hyper international lifestyle. I've got solid social skills. I'm taking care to take care. I look and feel as good as possible. My aura is on point. So when I'm approaching girls, I'm experiencing success in advance. I've got irrational faith and delusional optimism. I'm in my own abilities. And dude, this has only come about through practice and through repetition. Yeah, I didn't jump out the womb being valuable. I didn't jump out the womb being hashtag confident. Of course, it's a process, but we become what we practice. And I think after watching this live stream, just set the intention that this year is going to be the year where you become the most fuckable version of you. Yeah, like it doesn't matter who you've been in the past. Like, guys have this insatiable desire to keep talking about who they've been. Oh, who I was, what my childhood was like. These are all the reasons why I'm the way that I am. Like, dude, no one gives a fuck about who you've been. I don't care about the person you used to be. I just care about the person who you want to become. I don't have time to sit in a cafe for 2 hours with a guy and talk about his traumatic past. That's what therapy's for. Therapy is focused on the past. Coaching is focused on the future. Let's stop ruminating about who we were. Let's focus on who we want to be. Like, we can make the decision today to transform into the most radically ambitious, fuckable version of ourselves. But most guys just want to dwell and ruminate on who they were. Dude, if I ruminated on who I was, I wouldn't have become he who can. Yeah, like I didn't have a good start in life. I didn't have the best of childhoods. I didn't have friends growing up. I always struggled socially. I struggled romantically. I was a late bloomer when it came to most things. I didn't have the best mental health. I always battled with that perceived lack of self-worth. But all of this stuff does not serve me. It just doesn't serve me. Yeah, I made the decision 4 years ago when I was living in that grotty apartment in Central Leeds that I didn't care about who I was then. I was future projecting. I was focused on who I wanted to be, and I was fast forwarding into the future and meeting the version of myself that I am today. Yeah, the version of me who I am today, who is the best in the world at daytime cold approach, who has become the most fuckable version of himself, who is now living the international lifestyle. This has not happened by luck. It's happened by design. It's happened because I set that intention. I spoke about this with Ephraim on the live stream yesterday. When I first got on the call with Ephraim and I said to him, "What do you want?" He told me what he wanted, and now his wildest dreams have become his reality. Yeah, so we have to understand the power of words. If you're one of those guys who's like, "Oh, cold approach doesn't work. Girls don't like me because I'm XYZ. I can't get girls." Then you're right. Yeah, like whether you think you can or you can't, you're right either way. So Plato said, "The people who tell stories rule the world." So starting from today, I want you to start telling yourself better stories. Yeah, it's you versus you. No one else is coming to save you. I can hit you with so much motivation, but it's up to you if you're going to transmute that motivation into implementation. So yeah, please don't be another one of those guys who is just going through life complaining that the world isn't fair, complaining that, oh, you know, the game's not fair, like women have got it easier. Oh, you don't know what it's like. Oh, I've had it so difficult. I've got the most severe case of approach anxiety. Dude, if that's the reality you want to live, if that's the story you want to tell yourself, then fucking good luck to you. Like, no one's going to come and save you. I'm not going to come and save you. With these live streams, I'm really speaking to a small percent of my audience. Yeah, a lot of my audience, they're just brain dead complainers who watch these videos for entertainment. I don't have time for those people. I'm creating this content to find my people, yeah? Attracting my people and then repelling the rest. So, yeah, in terms of, oh, cold approach doesn't work. Like for 99% of guys, this is true because 99% of guys are not willing to become the version of themselves that they need to be. Yeah, I think another reason why cold approach doesn't work for 99% of guys is because 99% of guys are not willing to dive bomb into discomfort on a daily basis. Yeah, becoming great at cold approach isn't just about doing a lot of cold approach. It's about becoming a warrior. It's about becoming he who can throughout all elements of your life, like doing social freedom stuff, training at the gym, having cold showers, like doing some meditation, solo traveling to a faraway land and feeling uncomfortable, like, oh, I'm not sure if I can handle this. Like going through these vicissitudes, like putting yourself through the fires of life, this allows you to become the person who is going to crush it with cold approach. It's all about the mindset. The guys who I've worked with who've got the best results from this, they've had that killer mindset. They're just like, listen, I don't care how long it takes, or I'm prepared to do whatever it takes to get the result that I want. Ephraim is a shining example of this. He's shown up on the first day and he's like, listen, I want the playbook. Tell me how to get it. I will do everything that you tell me. I just want to get this. I want this. Yeah. I think that is the thing that separates the losers from the winners. It's having that burning desire. Like, if you don't truly want this, if you truly don't want to transform the person who you are at your core, then no amount of theory or systems or scripts, none of that matters if you've not become the person who can. Yeah. And anyone can do this. I really believe that anybody can transform themselves. It's within any man's power to transform, but I just don't think that enough people actually want it. And I think that burning desire, you know, you could work on your social skills. You could build incredible body. You could have the penthouse in Malibu. You could be making six figures. But then if you just truly don't want this, if you're not prepared to give this everything that you've got, then there's no point in getting started. It's like Charles Bukowski said, if you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. The final thing that I want to say, because I've got a coaching session that I'm going to rock up to in a moment. The final thing that I want to say is I've spoken in the past about having a 90-day immersion period, yeah? Having a 90-day immersion period where you go hard with this stuff. I actually want to shorten the length of time for this immersion period because I now think that 90 days, I now think 90 days is actually too long. I think most people are just going to quit after like a week because, like, oh shit, I've got 90 days. And this has been aided by conversations I've had with guys in my network, the Entourage, where they've been like, yeah, I've done this 4-week immersion on my own, and that's really helped. So rather than doing a 90-day immersion, set the intention to do a 30-day immersion, right? A 30-day immersion, really practical. Set the intention to do 30 approaches every single week for the next 30 days, right? It takes about 100 cold approaches to start to find your flow. The first 100, you're doing them purely for bathing practice. But if you set yourself a 30-day immersion intention, and even if, right, even if you're not the man that you need to be right now, maybe your finances are not there, maybe you're not in the best shape possible, maybe your social skills are a little bit air, but they're good enough, then just do cold approach purely for the self-improvement aspect. Do it purely to get your reps in. Do it purely to get points on the board. And do it as well to prove to God and to yourself that you're actually committed to this. Yeah, and look, when I say 30 approaches a week, these don't need to be long, poetic masterpiece conversations. That could just be going over to 30 girls a week, giving them a genuine compliment, and then wishing them a good day. Yeah, you could just be focused on doing these hit and runs for the first 30 days of your immersion. But I guarantee, if you actually stick to it, if you actually set the intention to do 30 direct compliments every single week, by the end of these 4 weeks, you're going to be operating on a different frequency. And the beautiful thing about cold approach is it becomes an elevator to all other experiences. Like, dude, after a cold approach, and this is why I describe day game as the discipline that takes us closer to the divine. After a day game session, right? After a cold approach session, I'm walking on absolute air, especially if it's the first time that you've done it. Dude, you're never going to forget your first direct approach. It's like, your testosterone goes through the roof, right? It's like you just become this like high aura individual. It's like you just want to shout from the rooftop, because if you've been following this content for a long time, you've seen me do like 1,017,000 approaches. You probably thought, oh, it's not possible for me. But then when you bridge that gap and you just do your first direct approach, it doesn't matter how shit it is. It's going to be shit. So just give yourself permission to be shit at the start. Then you're going to be a different person just from doing that first approach. And then once you've done one, you can do two, and then it becomes enjoyable, and then it becomes like the gym. Then you start to track your progress, then you start to record your conversations, and then, oh, after you started doing your cold approach session, now you start going to an improv class, now you start going to salsa or bachata or kazumba. Now you start to think about, oh, where else can I do this? Oh, maybe I could go to a nearby city. And then maybe when you're in a nearby city, you meet another guy who's doing it. And then you make friends and he becomes your wing. Now you've got accountability. And now you can text each other on WhatsApp and you can send each other your recordings and your infields. And then you start to experience success in advance. And now it becomes enjoyable. And now you don't see women as these scary creatures, but, oh, women are actually nice. Like, I'm actually enjoying this. I'm getting positive reinforcement from the feminine. And then your life just starts to change, right? Your life starts to change one approach at a time. Yeah, it's a marathon, not a sprint with this stuff. But I think becoming he who can is essential. Yeah, so for all those people who say cold approach doesn't work, all you're saying is that it's not worked for you because you've not become the man that you need to be. That's all that this comes down to. Yeah, he who has a strong enough why can bear any how. So you're either going to cry like a little bitch or you're going to conquer like a champion. Yeah, you decide. Yeah, it's up to you. You've got all the tools. Now go build your empire. All right, love you. Bye.